friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. The world knows, I'm sure, by now, that the President of the United States, Barack Obama, has issued new executive actions to follow through on his promise to fix immigration, America's broken immigration system. To help break this down for us, I welcome Brian O'Dwyer, Chairman of Emerald Isle Immigration Center. Brian, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adrian.
Brian, can you tell us or break this down for us in terms of what this is and even as important, what it's not?
I think so. I think it's important to remember this is not legislation. This is an executive order. That means the president can only do some very limited things. What he can do, he has done. And that is, he has issued a directive to the Department of Homeland Security that when people apply, and that application process is still in the making, those people whose immediate families are American citizens will be given what is called deferred action, which means that they will no longer be, or as long as the executive order is in effect, they will no longer be in danger of deportation and will be allowed to live here in the United States without fear of deportation, and importantly, will be given an opportunity to get a Social Security number and work. It is unclear yet as to whether travel documentation will be given to those people. The problem is, of course, that there are many people in the United States of Irish that are don't have papers from regular papers that don't have American citizens in their immediate family. This will affect, and we're very happy for that, in that it will affect many long-term residents of the United States who have children, and who have lived here for many years and have American children born in the United States. Of course, that makes them American citizens. Mm-hmm. What it will not affect, unfortunately, is those who have come here recently, mostly the young, who have not had an opportunity to put down roots and have children or others.
Yeah.
So that's where we feel we're it's limited.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly how limited and how many people are going to be involved. We know there will be a lot. And for that, we're very, very grateful. We also know that there will not a lot that will not be
benefited
covered by this.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to wait. Hopefully, someday, somehow, there will be legislation that will give them relief.
You know, we have, and I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, when the president yesterday was outlining the plan. That he said this is not just a Latino issue. This is an American issue. I'm from Chicago, says he, and we've got some Irish immigrants whose papers are not in order and some Polish and so forth. The room for misinterpretation, unfortunately, one more time needs to be pointed out. Of course it's good news. Of course, it's we're very happy, but what is the process? We don't know yet. I mean, when does this kick in? We want to make sure that people don't think that deportation. The difference between deportation and the right to travel. The right to travel is exactly where it was last week, and that does not seem like that will be addressed anytime soon. Would you say that?
I think so. That's still unclear. But certainly our discussions are probably means that the right to travel home is not going to be affected by this, unfortunately. But we're pressing the president on that to see if we can because, you know, to our people, that's a very important issue.
Right.
And I know the Irish government is pressing the president on that as well. So it's still unclear. And look, I mean, we understand that this is the beginning of a long process. These deferral action certificates or whatever they might be,
mm-hmm.
Are still months down the road. I think it's important for your listeners who think they might be affected by this. Emerald Isle is having a series of
meetings, yeah.
Meetings, public meetings, and yeah. We wish you to, I hope that people take advantage of that.
And also, that's very timely. What we don't need is to have some of our people who are really going to be affected by this going off half-cocked, thinking that in fact this is a done deal. It is not. It is a done deal in one sense, in that it has been addressed, and that hopefully that will result in bringing Congress, bringing the Republicans around to say, listen, they've got to be flushed out, and maybe that this is the beginning, would you say?
I would say, I think people, we're hearing a lot of rhetoric, political rhetoric, but the answer is, of course, is that I think this takes off the table some very contentious issues. And I think, if anything, it probably makes it more likely that we would have an immigration reform bill than not, because it basically takes away the number one issue away from basically the Republicans in Congress and says, look, this is a done deal in regard to these people. Now let's move on. Let's regularize the agricultural workers. Let's get more visas for the scientific and technical people,
mm-hmm.
things of that sort. So it's very important that we kind of hold our fire. Can I also say, Adrian, really important, as you well know, when things like this happen, there are all types of frauds and scammers that come up
mm-hmm.
and say, I'll get you a green card for $1,000, or I'll get you a green card for $2,000 or $5,000 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to get a green card out of this. Some people will get deferred action. And the only way that the only thing that people should be doing is when we're set up, and we're setting up right now, frankly, with the assistance of the Irish government and the New York City government, the state government, Emerald Isle and other immigration centers will have free counseling available to everybody in the community. And that means nobody should be paying one penny for immigrant counseling when this comes out. We will do it. We will do it for you. We'll do it for free.
Absolutely. And, Brian, let's also make sure that, that we can celebrate, I suppose, the fact that the issue is now, being addressed. There would be plenty of valid reasons for those, who think, this is done and I'm tired of waiting and I'm going to go ahead. There's nothing to go ahead on right now.
That's right. This is a little dance we have to do here.
Right.
I don't want to minimize what the president has done
mm-hmm.
because it will affect an awful lot of, maybe thousands of the people in our community
mm-hmm.
who will be taken out of the shadows after 10, 15, 20 years in this country. So let's not minimize that, but at the same time, it's far from the complete answer and completely relief that we want for our people. It means that we still have a lot of work to do. I think it means that there's, as you do, that it portends well for us
mm-hmm.
In terms of much, much further down the road. But people need to be cautious. They need to go to the seminars, ask their questions, and for God's sakes, don't go to any of these charlatans that promise some special action for a fee. Nobody needs to pay 1 cent. With the help of the Irish government and the New York City government, Emerald Isle will be providing free counseling as soon as the process starts.
And again, the attempt here is not to dilute the significance of what the president said he was going to do and what he has done. We also, though, need to know that from the Republican side and the court action, a lot of that we should take as well somewhat with a grain of salt. Because, you know, the egg has been cracked. This is not slight. It's not perfect. However, there is one item that I believe if I were undocumented, I would be concerned about. And that is that if there is a process and if this is something that is good for those particularly with immediate family contacts, could that be overturned with the new Republican majority now as we head into 2015?
Well, let me say the executive order cannot be overturned by the Congress, except by a bill, and of course the President would have to sign that bill.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer would be that would be unlikely. Unless there was something that was better, as good or better, in a comprehensive immigration bill. What can happen, of course, and I think the President, people are going to be very, very are very cognizant of the fact that a new president can rescind this order.
Mm-hmm.
So as the campaign comes up, our people, as well as many of the other groups, are going to be asking every single presidential candidate, are you going to continue or are you going to rescind President Obama's order?
Absolutely.
And I think hopefully people will make their judgment in terms of who they support and vote for based on the answer to that question.
And definitely presidential candidates, regardless of party affiliation, will have to think strong and hard about that because, truth of the matter is that if you're a presidential candidate, and you're saying, by the way, the status quo is fine. We can have 11, 12 million people undocumented here. Don't worry about it. The great move forward by President Obama, that shakes that one out.
Very much so, because what President Obama does now has said, well, I am going to free of those 11 million,
mm-hmm.
a little bit less than half, and make them come out of the shadows in a certain way.
Yeah.
The next president has to say, one, I'm going to either get different reform, or two, but has to say, answer very clearly, are you going to put them back in the shadows, or are you going to, or you can continue their existence? Are you going to put, mothers and fathers of 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds in the danger of being deported and their family being broken apart? Are you going to put 11-year-olds in the danger of having their mother and father deported and them having to make a difficult decision as to whether to follow them or whether to stay in this country?
Mm-hmm.
It is a very, once once the egg is cracked, it's very hard to put Humpty back together again. But,
you know,
the fact of the matter is there are those who are, as we speak right now, are advocating that very same thing.
Mm-hmm. So let's take the news as positive. And as you have pointed out, there is nothing. Nobody should do anything now. Brian, I finally want to ask you, for those who are arrested from this day forward, does the executive order of the president, are they free from deportation or do we know the answer to that? Does one now, if in fact they're arrested, and as has been say before, Thursday of this week, before the president issued the executive orders, okay, you were arrested, you were held in a holding pen and then deported. Are we ahead in that sense, and precisely what does that
change? Yes, we are, and of course the mayor has also, at the same time, which is quite welcome, there are, the president has issued this disorder, and it's a little complicated. But basically, mm-hmm. The arrest means nothing, and people aren't going to be sent back just because they're arrested. People who are convicted of a serious crime,
right,
or a crime against the security of the United States, well, they're going to be in worse shape,
mm-hmm.
and quite rightfully so, because the president has directed that all the resources of deportation be put into their removal from the United States. So if you're a genuinely bad person,
yeah,
convicted of a very bad crime,
you're a goner, and
you're a goner, and you should be.
Mm-hmm.
What this means is, if you were, say, arrested for
running
an open container,
yeah,
say,
mm-hmm.
or something of that sort, which is a silly violation, you're not going to be in danger of deportation.
Brian, I thank you. We should point out, indeed, and singularly, I think we can point to the Irish government and give full credit to the Irish government's involvement in bringing this issue to the fore. I doubt if any other ethnic group has been, as progressive in that area as the Irish government. Fortunately, we have a new consul general here in New York. We have the American ambassador. We have consulates throughout the United States. We can actually, there will be a tremendous source of information. One would have to say, let this play out for now, and the information, whether that's Emerald Isle or the Irish Consulate or any of the immigrant agencies, they'll get the answers, but the answer is not today, except we should. We celebrate definitely that this is singularly the biggest movement forward since the Donnelly and Morrison visas, and it's good news.
Indeed it is, Adrian. Thank you for making the time on your show, of course, as you always have, for these important issues. And I would be remiss if I didn't, one, thank our spectacular staff at Emerald Isle, who's been really on top of that, and also our new Consul General, Barbara Jones, who has jumped on this and our Ambassador Ann Anderson, who have just been tremendously supportive and have gone out of their way to work this important development very, very hard. We can be, and we are extremely proud as Irish Americans, New Yorkers, of our our consulate and our embassy and the work that they've done for this community. I think I would say you're absolutely right. This is unprecedented.
Brian O'Dwyer, Chairman, friends of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Adrian.
And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.